this. There's nothing in my heart, there's nothing in my heart. There's just the darkest part to hide my love away. I'll keep the memories, I'll keep the memories. In a hole dug down so deep to hide my love away. Couldn't find it if you tried, couldn't find it if you tried. My tears already cried to hide my love away. You see what you wanna see, you see what you wanna see. But there's just enough of me to hide my love away. There's nothing in my heart, there's nothing in my heart. There's just the darkest part to hide my love away. Why bother? With me now. You're the one who showed me how to hide my love away. You wanted the better man, you wanted the better man. Well, I've done all that I can to hide my love away. Two trains running side by side, two trains running side by side. There's a space 10 miles wide to hide my love away. There's nothing in my heart, there's nothing in my heart. There's just the darkest part to hide my love away.
Well, hello everyone. I hope everyone is having a great Tuesday morning so far. This is DJ Mac, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Test Free Phone Radio. And yeah, it's another sunny yet freezing Tuesday morning. I am currently troubleshooting the lovely, lovely computer hooked up to the aux cord, because I don't have my little converter for my phone, which is fine. I think I'm going to try it through Rivendell, which will be very exciting. And yeah, so I'm going to keep talking until I can get that sorted up, because yeah, it'll be very exciting. Yeah, so for those of you who are Tufts students who are listening, I hope everyone had a great spring break, and that it was relaxing and refreshing. Hopefully, because that would be really important and exciting. And yeah. Oh, this is very exciting. I am trying to. No, don't need that. Ooh. So let's see if this does anything. Alas, it does not. Hold on. Okay. We're playing. It's not going. Wow. Okay. So, Rivendell it is. Unless I try the other ox, hold on. Ox part two is indeed ox two, okay. Will it play is the question. Okay. Ooh, lovely emergency services outside. Okay, let's see if it happens. It's working. Enjoy. This is Jukebox the Ghost. Everybody knows.
That I always crave, just one taste and I'm far away. second you show up, you know that I looking for the answers. I never left my town. I'm no good at understanding, but I'm good at standing ground. And when I asked a corner preacher, I couldn't. I gonna be alright. I love you more than I did yesterday. I will love you even more when tomorrow's sun comes around. I love you more than I did yesterday. And I will love you even more when tomorrow's sun comes around. Ran in the heat waves, now they're gone. Beckoning voices lead us on. Their silhouettes are burning cold, reaching across to touch our souls. But I don't wanna feel the water flow. Together all alone, bodies feeling far too close. Together on our own. So now in shadow we just soak our toes. Together all alone, split the space up, going slow. Together on our own. Together on our own. Dancing all day in dripping clouds, filling the night with spacey sounds. Gathered the branches for a flame. Started a stranger, something changed. But even though you call us over there, I don't wanna bear your naked stares. Trying to survive atop this awkward ground. Maybe the moon will make us drown. But I don't wanna feel the water flow. Together all alone, bodies feeling far too close. Together on our own. So now in shadow we just soak our toes. Together all alone, split the space. Together on our own. Together on our own. Mm-hmm.
And guess who is here?
I'm Tyler. I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, all.
How's it going? How's your life?
It's going. I am so sleepy.
Yeah, I am sleepy mostly because I stayed up super late last night. I haven't yet readjusted my sleep schedule back to where waking up at 7 is no problem for me. But good. I don't know. I got back, like, my senior capstone stress is really hitting.
Ooh.
It was, like, a thing before spring break. And yeah. For all of spring break, I could barely work on it because whenever I thought about it, I just got stressed out. So I just, you know, avoided.
Fair.
And now that I'm back, it's, like...
It's here. It's
like,
waiting.
Okay, I need to work on my capstone so much this week. But, you know, we ball. I haven't really been keeping up in my other classes, which is super cool. But it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. I am definitely not currently working on work from another class.
Is it your lab report?
It's my lab report, once again.
I mean, you know, you gotta do it. It's due.
It's due. It will not be finished.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
Yes, it does. Sometimes or often, but yeah.
Yeah. I had something due at Monday midnight that I got extended to Tuesday midnight.
Nice.
Oh. Which is like, okay, cool. But also, I have stuff from 8 a.m. to noon. And then I have a class from 1:30 to 3, and then a class from 4 to 8.
Oh.
And I have to throw together a PowerPoint for my 1:30 class before I go. So, like, literally, when am I going to do it?
Goodness. What is your class that's 4 to 8?
Photography.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun.
Okay, good.
It's just like 4 hours that I definitely won't be working on this thing that's due midnight.
Exciting.
So means it might be another late night for me, which is super cool.
Best of luck. Oh, look, my little emails. I'm going to turn this off so we don't get my little email notifications.
I kind of like the ambiance.
The ambiance? Okay, I'll turn it back on.
Yes.
I'll turn it back on. Hold on. There we go. It's back on. So,
yes.
You know.
So now the world will know.
Now the world will know.
What's up? What's happening?
It's a group presentation that I just got emailed about by my professor.
Oh. One that you already did or one that you're gonna
do?
No,
one that's upcoming next week.
Okay. What are they emailing you about a whole week ahead?
That's very nice, actually. But they're like, here, because another group presented this week, and he's like, here was the feedback I gave this group. Like, here's what you should do based on that.
Okay.
So, helpful. But I also don't want to think about these things.
Yeah. Is this a once-a-week class?
No. It is twice a week.
Okay. I'm not really capable of thinking of things about next week either.
Yeah, I was like, that is a next week problem.
Yeah. I do know that, like, this Friday is a big milestone for my capstone.
Oh.
Where, like, if things go well, capstone will definitely still be a thing after this week, but not at this level of, like, dominating my life, I hope.
Okay. Very exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting. But for now, I'm, like, panicking.
Oh, lovely. We don't love panic. We really don't love panic.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Manifest.
What did you do for spring break?
What did I do for spring break? I was in Florida for a couple days with some friends, families. We did a lot of beaching.
Nice.
And there were lots of dogs that were very cute. And then there was a botanical garden with dogs.
Oh.
Which was a highlight. They have, like, dog mornings, like, once or twice a week, or, like, for the first couple hours in the morning when they open, you're allowed to bring a dog.
That's incredible.
It was delightful. So there were all sorts of dogs and beautiful flowers and lots of birds and lizards. I love lizards.
Florida has a lot of those.
Yes.
Florida has really big lizards.
Yeah, I didn't see any big ones. So there were no iguanas. We were too far north.
I was thinking gators.
Oh, yeah, we did see some of those.
Yes!
Yeah.
It's like one of the biggest lizards out there.
You are correct. Yeah.
Is it the biggest?
I don't... like, I think saltwater crocodiles get bigger.
Mm.
I think those, like, usually are not, but can get up to 20 feet.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Whereas, like, alligators are, like, 5 to 7 feet, typically. Like, they can get longer, but, like, I think crocodiles in general are, like, 12 or so feet.
Okay. Okay, so a croc is the biggest.
Crocs are the biggest. Gators are, like, friendly in comparison to crocodiles.
Which is still not friendly.
Yeah. I was like, I will still happily stay far away.
Yes. Yes. But you could do this... Who is it? Was it Steve Irwin? Who was the alligator?
Oh, the Steve Irwin, yeah.
You could do the Steve Irwin thing when you, like, tape their mouth closed.
Yeah. No, thanks. I... Full respect to Steve Irwin. Rest in peace. That was a very influential part of my childhood, you know, watching his shows on Animal Planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But... I will very happily not swim with crocodiles and alligators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fair. You have to get past that first approach. The first approach where they could totally chase you around and bite you.
Yeah.
Once you get their mouth closed, it's no problem, but...
Yeah.
You have to get to their mouth first.
Yeah, which, you know, sounds like a big obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me look up a photo of a crocodile. Then.
Okay.
They're... Okay, so you were in Florida for a couple days. How long is a couple days?
We got there Friday morning at, like, 3 a.m. And then we left Wednesday evening.
Friday. You got there at 3 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
Our flight was delayed, as most people's were, because everything's your JFK. Here's the funny thing. Our flight was delayed, and so we were like, oh, we're going to miss our connection in JFK. And then we're like, hey, besties, can we switch to the direct flight, which we really originally didn't book because it was more expensive. And they were like, yeah, because your flight's delayed, you get to switch for free. And we were like, wow, oh my goodness.
Nice.
This is awesome. This is amazing. So, like, we were scheduled to get in, like, 2 hours before the original flight. Nice. But our bags still got put on the original flight, which was then delayed an extra hour out of JFK.
Oh.
So the bag itself didn't get in until, like, almost 3 in the morning.
But you can just, like, go home and then, like...
No.
They'll either, like, ship the bag to you or you pick it up later.
Yes, they would. But we also needed to make sure that it, you know, got on the flight, because we weren't sure if it had gotten on the flight or not, or if they just, like, left it somewhere.
Mm.
So...
So, like, a lot of that was just in the airport.
Yeah. So, like, a friend and I were sharing a bag, and we decided, like, we probably won't sleep if we go back now, so, like, might as well, like, wait for the bag. And, like,
okay,
get that stress over.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Happens.
It happens.
It meant that I got to sleep in my actual pajamas instead of my clothes that I wore on the plane.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you were there until Wednesday. So, like, not too long.
Not too long, but it was a nice little, like, ooh, it's warm.
Yes. And then you were back here for half of it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a nice balance.
Yeah, yeah.
1 second.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sniffly because I don't have COVID. I tested negative for COVID twice.
Ooh.
Including yesterday at 6 p.m., which was, like, 3 days after...
Arriving.
We stopped doing any, like, going out or anything.
Ooh, okay.
But my spring break was a blast. It was an 8-night road trip,
though. Oh my gosh, yes.
And the last night we stayed up until 2 a.m.
Oh.
So I
Wait,
was
how
like,
did Izzy do that? For context, this is our friend who goes to bed at, like, 9:30, 10 p.m. every night.
She talks it up to get people to leave the house. She, like, actually goes to bed, like, 10:30, 11.
Okay, but still. she has a bedtime.
She's resilient, you know?
Wow.
She wanted... It was fun. She wanted to have fun. She, like, there were a couple of times when she's like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Before you guys. And it was totally fine. Also... She's suffering. Her sore throat has been more persistent than mine. I came back on the last day and had, like, a little sore throat, and I was like, okay, I think this is just from all the, like, road trip. You know, it's tiring. It's hard on your body. to just be like away from your home for 8 nights. It was 3 nights in Philadelphia, 3 nights in DC.
Wow.
And then 2 nights in Summit, where JJ is from.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know y'all went to Summit.
Yes, we met JJ's dog.
Oh my gosh.
We met JJ's dad.
Oh my gosh.
We saw JJ's house. It's really nice. Summit's really nice.
John Sr. And Harley the dog.
It was super fun. I was also like not too worried about the sore throat. It's like, what are you gonna do? I'm tired. I've been tired for a whole week. It's fine. And so tested negative as soon as we got back, and again at 6 p.m. But like
nice.
Yesterday, I was feeling totally fine, and I was like, great, I'm good. I'm back on it again. And then last night, I didn't go to bed until like 12:30.
Ooh.
So I woke up feeling like congested again.
Exciting.
So now I have to explain to everybody that I see that my sniffles are not.
Yeah, you're like, related. No, I'm not gonna kill you.
Like, not only have I tested negative twice, but I have a very strong reason to be sick. Like,
yeah,
that's not COVID related.
Yeah.
I still am glad for the mask mandate still being active, though. It would be much more awkward if I was like
sniffling and
like visibly tired.
Yeah.
And not in a mask.
Yeah, I appreciate the masks minimally for a couple weeks after spring break.
Right. Like, I was talking about this on Worst Boys Guild yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, having... if we kept masks for 2 weeks after spring break, that's enough time for everybody to, like... and, like, testing, ideally.
Yeah.
It's enough for everybody to get tested for, like, 3 to 5 days after they come back to catch all the people who, like, got COVID over spring break.
Or even just, like, regular flu and cold.
Right. And then, like, they go... what, they go to isolation for 5 days, and then they come back, and then they would still be wearing masks for, like, another week. Which is ideal.
Yeah.
Because once there's no mask mandate for people who are coming out of isolation, it's like kind of an honor system thing. Whether they keep wearing a mask. Which is scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'd be fine if we kept it till the end of the school year.
I would love if we kept it till the end of the school year.
Yeah.
With the exception of spring fling. I'm excited to not wear masks at spring fling, but it's outside.
It's a big outdoor thing. Yeah.
For everything else, I'm so fine with masks.
Yeah,
they're absolutely no hassle to me.
I know. I'm like, sure, it's not the most ideal experience, but like, it's not a hassle. Like, it's fine.
Because I like the routine you settled into where like, if you want to eat, nobody like looks at you sideways for like taking your mask off and like eating a meal and then like putting it back on.
And you put it back on and it's no big deal. And it just feels respectful to everyone to do that.
I know. I don't want to breathe everybody's air.
I know. Now that, like, we've had masks for a while, I'm like, I don't want to hop on the bus and just be breathing people's air.
I know. It's, like, hard to compute that, like, nothing stood out about that to me before the pandemic.
Just, like, it did.
Breathing a bunch of strangers' air.
Usually it was, like, just in, like, small confined spaces, but, like, I'd be like, gross.
Wish I had a surgical mask right now.
Yeah, I don't know if that part computed, but I was like, don't want to be breathing this random person's air. Or like if like you're squashed like sardines on like public transportation, you're like, wonder what I'm catching.
My mom's always felt that way about planes.
Yeah.
Because you're also like, air's really dry on a plane.
It is. I feel like planes versus, like, public transportation. Planes at least have all, like, the filters and stuff.
Yes. Yes. My mom just developed a theory that she catches something on every single plane she goes on. So now she takes an emergency getting on the plane every
the
time
same
she goes
time.
On a plane.
That, and they've got, my dad has these garlic pills.
Ooh. That is garlic, like, an immune system thing?
Sure. Like, it could be. I don't think it's going to hurt anything, but, like, he is obsessed with them. He's like, you have to take your horse pills. Because they're not actually called horse pills, but they're giant, so it looks like a horse pill.
Nice.
Yeah. He's like, you have to take them. Can't get sick. I'm like, okay.
Maybe just trying to make sure none of his kids are vampires.
Oh, you're so right. We are really pale.
It's a theory.
Yeah.
He's, like, watching you. Out of the corner of his eye.
Because he tans better than anyone else in our family.
Mm.
And the rest of us are like, pale, sickly-looking Victorian children.
He has a right to be suspicious.
He has a right to be suspicious.
That's funny.
They did think I was, like, 12 when I was, like, 19.
Sure, well, that's also, like, a testosterone
thing. That is a testosterone thing, yeah. I loved hopping on, trying to come here for freshman year, and they were like, hey, you don't need to take your shoes off. I was like, excuse me? TSA like 14, was like, right? Why are you taking your shoes off? I was like, but why wouldn't I take my shoes off? No, they're like, no, you're under 12, you're fine.
Under 12.
And they were trying to get me, like, an adult escort, and I was like, I'm 19.
It's like it's better. It's like you pass. They think you're
a 12-year-old boy. Yeah.
They don't think you're a man, but they don't think you're a woman.
Yeah.
They think you're a boy.
Yeah.
It's a you know.
It was something. Yeah. It's no gender, just crimes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm in the fun, and by fun I mean horrible, awkward stage of tea where I am already feeling pretty good about my face, mm-hmm. and it's still absolutely nothing has changed about my body. I've gained a little bit of muscle, but I still have the thick lady legs and the thick lady butt, and then they've absolutely not budged yet, and it's gonna be another year until anything changes about that, so I get to just walk around like this for a while.
Well, you know, gotta save the dumpy.
Yes. I'm like, oh man, maybe I need to work out. Maybe this is what's gonna finally break me and get me to exercise.
You can.
I can.
You don't need to. It's whatever brings you joy.
Max, stop. I have a girlfriend.
You're so sexy as is.
Oh, I have a girlfriend. So.
Oh, yeah, you have a girlfriend. No, that was a platonic friendship.
You don't even need to work out.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm kidding. Thank you. Yeah. I know I don't need to, but I also know that, if I bulked up above the butt, it might make me look a little smaller at the butt.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Hmm. Maybe I should run. Maybe I should go for a lot of runs.
Running. That's not my favorite. If you ever want to drag me to the gym, we can do, gym things.
See, my problem is that, I hate exercising, but it's because every time I decide to start exercising, I, go for runs. Mm. Which is, the most difficult to come to enjoy. I know that, if you run enough, you start to like it. But you have to run, six times in 2 weeks.
I feel like people who are I love running are maybe a little bit masochistic.
Maybe. Or I think it would be really satisfying to see myself get better at running. Because now I cannot even run a mile. I have an 11-minute mile. It's ridiculous. So the gains early on would be really satisfying. That's true. I feel it takes very little effort to go from an 11-minute mile to a 9-minute mile. Which is what I had in high school. Yeah. At the peak of my soccer career, I still had an 8-minute mile. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you know.
You do what you do.
You do what you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it would probably be wise, but am I going to do it? Doubtful. Doubtful.
You're like, wow, I'm excited to go running. Go for it. If you're like, no, this makes me sad to think about, then you don't need to.
The problem is once in a blue moon, I'm like, I'm ready. I'm going to do it. I'm going to run. And then I run. And then I'm like, I did it.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have to do that again.
Yeah.
Which is not how running works.
Sure.
At all. Fair. Fair. Should start putting it in my G-Cal.
For
a run.
Oh no.
But it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I was like, you should get a running buddy. I am not volunteering.
Running with people? I mean, the problem is I have an 11-minute mile. Absolutely nobody on God's green earth wants to go for a run with me, nor I them. Because they'll just run faster than me the whole time.
No, I feel like
there's be self-conscious.
There's plenty of people who have an 11-minute pace.
Maybe. Maybe.
I'm probably at a good 10 and a half minute pace right now. So
I will run for half a mile and then I'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Yeah. This is why I don't enjoy running.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interval training is great. Well, because then you're like, I only have to last for another, like, 30 seconds.
Like, that's what he said.
Okay.
Sorry.
I realized as soon as I said that, I was like, that's bad and probably shouldn't be on. So, apologies to our poor listeners. Should we do our PSA?
Yes. Where's the binder?
I have no idea where the binder is.
Okay, so
here's
we're left
the binder.
With... Oh, you found it. Okay.
I found the binder. It's hiding. Okay. You get the honor of choosing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you have any that you want to do, shout them out.
I have no idea. We've done many of them, and the ones we haven't done is probably for good reason.
Go green with rechargeable batteries.
Ooh.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
Wow.
A message from all your green friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
So, it's such a good PSA. Have you seen said green friends? Like, I don't know. I haven't, other than St. Patrick's Day, I haven't seen people walking around in a
I've never seen a green friend here.
Like, where's the Jolly Green Giant?
But we're also not allowed to be in the station, like, with other people this semester, so maybe the green friends have been coming in, like, when we're not here.
That's so true.
You're not allowed to, like, lounge in the station anymore, which is too bad, because they have a lot of seating here.
I know. I'm like, I want to, like, lounge and listen to the quirky music that's played.
I know. Sometimes I do. Anyways, I come in, like, 20 minutes to, like, one of the show, like, this show or Worst Boys Guild, and, like, mm-hmm. study for a bit and, like, turn the monitor way down.
Yeah.
And it's really nice.
It is.
But you're not allowed to just, like, do that.
I know.
Like, you have to go. You have to be here for a show, which is too bad.
It is too bad.
Did you do the donation drive PSA?
The donation drive PSA?
It's a new one.
Oh.
We have to do it in Ooh. Addition to other PSAs.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Donations drive PSA. Donate now. It says, please read one of these during your show. In addition to your regular PSA. Ooh. And it is, I'm going to do the short one. If you love what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click your donations drive tab to see how you can help keep us freeform. So, to our listeners, I haven't checked how many, probably like the 10 of you.
Oh, yeah.
Donate so I can keep talking on air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They have some good stuff.
There's some great stuff.
It's nothing to sniff at. If you go to WMFO.org, it'll, like, be really loud at you, the ad mm-hmm. for the donation drive. And there's, like, it's, like, a shirt is, like, $25.
Yeah. Like, this is how we play music.
Yeah.
Like, we got to pay the artists. It's very important.
So true. And we got to, like, this is an expensive, like, there's a lot of equipment and stuff going mm-hmm. on here. It's kind of sophisticated.
There's they should install solar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they should install solar. I just tried to breathe and had a little
Ooh.
Chest congestion moment.
Ooh. It's not COVID,
it's not
don't
COVID.
Worry.
Oh, I love it. It's like the new, like, bless you for sneezing.
Yeah.
Like, when you cough, it's like, it's not COVID.
Yeah.
But totally. It's actually... And I've started not trusting people when they say that,
I
which
know.
Is unfair, because, like, I trust me when I say mm-hmm. it. Like, I want people to trust
oh,
me
it's,
when I say
it's
it.
Oh, it's definitely turned into, like, a trust no one.
Yes.
Situation.
Which is too bad, because I genuinely stay home if I think I have COVID. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Or if I like, if I really think I have COVID and I have to leave my house or something, I don't cough. I will
no,
go
no.
to any length.
You are holding it, like, until you get, like, bright red in the face. You are holding it.
Right. Like, even if my lungs fall out of my body, I
mm-hmm.
will not. I will not let it cough out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get, like, and I've never had COVID still.
Yeah.
So whenever I get that first, knock on wood,
yeah,
whenever
knock
I get
wood.
That first sweet negative test back,
I'm like, whew.
I like sigh, I breathe a sigh of relief, and then the second thing that I do is I start coughing with reckless abandon. I'm like, oh yes,
yeah,
I
like
can
I
cough,
can let it out now.
Now,
yeah,
it's the best. It's the best. Obviously, not on. This is all when I'm alone in my house. But you know, when you're like, even when you're alone,
oh yeah,
but you're scared you have COVID, so you like try not to cough, so you
mm-hmm.
like can convince yourself that you don't
it's
have
fine.
It.
You're fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Or the fact that the walls in my house are paper thin, and I'm like, what if my roommates are judging me?
Yes.
Like, they aren't. It's
they
spring
aren't.
Allergies.
Right.
But
But when you check that negative COVID test on your phone and you just let out that first,
like, or it's like the little panic of like, what if I've infected everyone? And yet I've seen few people.
Then I've seen few people. Right. Like after we went to New York City for like the last night of our road trip. And then like the next morning, just like the four of us drove back to Boston and then just all stayed in our own houses, or like two of us and two of it's two pairs of housemates, but all just like stayed in our own houses for like literally over 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then had to go to class.
Yeah. You're like, I am self-quarantining.
Yes.
I've showered 5 times. Don't worry.
Right. We literally like got tested on the way home.
Yeah.
And then just didn't leave our homes.
Yeah. But solid plans.
Speaking of leaving our homes and going to class.
Yeah. It is almost time we part.
It's almost time. Glad I could come in for half of this. Sorry for being
delightful.
Late.
Delightful. No, it's okay.
See you next week.
See you next week. It'll be delightful again.
It will be. And we have to start picking up our segments that we play.
Yeah. Should we do like a quick like 2 minutes? You have to go?
I do. I need to be at lab. I keep running into lab 5 minutes late and like like taking a breather before I go in.
No, no, no.
So
you
I walk
take
in
a breather.
And I'm just like fully confused. I'm just like, okay. Computer science. And people watch me try to like change my headspace for 5 minutes. Well, so I should probably go.
I believe in you.
Thank you. Good luck in your lab. Good luck getting your lab report done enough. Or done at a decent time.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. It'll be done at some point.
That's what matters.
And yeah, and this is DJ Mac.
I'm Tyler.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford, Test Reform Radio.
Yes. Yeah, and this is the end of our show. Enjoy the next one. And Rivendell. Woo. Oh, it's going. Okay, cool.
You're the best thing that I ever had. You'll never, never treat me wrong. I can't say you did love. an artist.